Let us now explore our third birth gift. These are the four intelligences or capacities of our nature. As expressed earlier, the four magnificent parts of our nature consists of body, mind, heart, and spirit. Corresponding to these four parts are four capacities or intelligences that all of us possess. Our physical or body intelligence, we could call that PQ. Our mental intelligence, IQ. Our emotional intelligence, EQ. And our spiritual intelligence, SQ. These four intelligences represent our third birth gift. Let's explore each in turn. First, mental intelligence, IQ. When we speak of intelligence, we usually think in terms of mental intelligence, or IQ, that is, our ability to analyze, to reason, to think abstractly, to use language, to visualize and comprehend. But this is far too narrow an interpretation of intelligence. Second, physical intelligence, PQ. The physical intelligence, or PQ, of the body is just another kind of intelligence, which we are all implicitly aware of, but often discount. Just think about what your body does right now without any conscious effort. It runs your respiratory, circulatory, nervous, and other vital systems. It is constantly scanning its environment, destroying diseased cells and fighting for survival. I love the description given by Doe Childre and Bruce Cryer of this physical intelligence. Here is what they say. The human body is an incredible system, roughly 7 trillion cells, with a mind-boggling level of physical and biochemical coordination necessary just to turn a page, cough, or drive a car. When you consider how little of it you have to think about it, it becomes even more amazing. When was the last time you reminded your heart to beat, your lungs to expand or contract, or your digestive organs to secrete just the right chemicals at just the right time? These and a myriad of other processes are handled unconsciously for us every moment we live. Intelligence manages the whole system, much of it unconscious. Close quote. Doctors are the first to acknowledge that the body heals itself. Medicine simply facilitates healing and may remove obstacles, but it can also create obstacles if it works contrary to body intelligence. How does the body balance and harmonize the functioning of the brain, which contains the mind, with the functioning of the heart, which symbolically represents emotional intelligence? Our body is a brilliant piece of machinery that outperforms even the most advanced computer. Our capacity to act on our thoughts and feelings and to make things happen is unmatched by any other species in the world. Controlled double-blind scientific laboratory studies are producing increasing evidence of the close relationship between body, the physical, mind, the thinking, and heart, the feeling. It's an interesting plaque seen in a rural store in North Carolina. The brain said, "I am the smartest organ in the body." The heart said, "Who told you?"